This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. After another week of ice and snow and another test for state and local governments, everyone seems to feel that the response this time was better than it was 2 weeks ago. So what happens politically? Charlie Harper is editor-in-chief of the political blog Peach Pundit. Jay Bookman is a columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Let's start off with just the response in general compared to 2 weeks ago. And Charlie Harper, I'll start with you. Was there an awareness, do you think, on the part of both the state and local governments that they really blew it last time, despite some of the defenses that, say, Mayor Reed and even some of the state officials put up?
I don't think it's so much about an awareness of blowing it last time as it is there was a lot more preparation time with the certainty of forecasts. I mean, last time we were arguing over whether the forecast was updated at 3 a.m. or 6 a.m. or 9 a.m. when folks went to bed the night before thinking they could get in a full work day and then get home before the worst precipitation, if anything, hit north of town was supposed to hit. And it came in early, you know, late morning and caught everybody off guard, not just the government. This time, it was kind of the opposite. We all prepared for snow on Tuesday that actually came in on Wednesday, and everyone cleared the streets, and it was just a lot easier. And I don't know that this is as much of a political issue as it is just knowing that this was actually a more serious storm. And yeah, it was handled better, but that's mainly because people were already in place and where they needed to be, because that's how we do snow in Georgia, is we wait till the sun comes out, and then we go back to doing what we're doing.
Jay Bookman?
I would disagree with that to a degree. I think politicians overreacted this time. The media overreacted this time. I think the public overreacted. But the bottom line is, because everybody overreacted, it came out pretty well. I think it was a reaction to what happened 2 weeks ago. I think if the events of 2 weeks ago had not happened, and this came, it would not have run as smoothly as it did. We saw people, state, city, everybody doing things that they would not ordinarily do. The question is whether this level of response is now the new normal. Is this something that they're going to do the next time it happens, or was it just a one-time thing to make good for what happened 2 weeks ago?
I still wouldn't say that we overreacted, because there are still friends of mine that were sleeping without power in Augusta last night with damage to their homes from falling limbs that had come in through them. And yeah, there's still a lot of folks that are just trying to get back to normal today, whereas a lot of the rest of us, I mean, I've been out on the roads for a day and a half, and you know, the Atlanta area, especially North Atlanta, came through this one great, whereas 2 weeks ago, I was in the middle of the Cobb County epicenter traffic with apparently everyone else that lives anywhere near Cobb County or drives through it. But, you know, yeah, there is a learning curve, but at the same point, every weather event's different, and I just honestly don't think by the time this gets around to May in a primary or next November, this is what people, when they go into the voting booth, are really going to be thinking about.
Well, Charlie, you just opened up the subject that I was about to get to next, which is the political implications of this, particularly for Governor Deal, who this time around was extremely visible, holding briefings, it seemed, one on top of the other. And he was asked earlier today whether this response this second time has restored the trust that might have been lost last time. And here's what he had to say about that.
Well, that's something that somebody else would have to make a judgment call about. All I try to do is, under the circumstances, is do the best I can to be the kind of leader that the people of this state expect. And I am very pleased with what we have seen up to this point in time.
So Charlie Harper, he did a very good aw shucks there, but he did say, perhaps mindful of the polls, I want to be the kind of leader that the people of Georgia expect. Does this give him a mulligan, in a sense, politically, as he enters a primary?
You always want the last impression to be the one that counts. So to that, to some extent, yes. But again, I think there'll be many other impressions that happen between now and a primary or now and the general election. So it's better than not. But, you know, I just don't think people vote based on weather events, especially when they're 6-9 months down the road.
Jay, what do you think?
I agree with that. I don't think it was going to be a major political issue after the events of 2 weeks ago, and whatever political issue it might have been, this removed it. I think the governor and the state bureaucracy performed quite well and more well enough to erase any memories of what had happened 2 weeks ago. And I guess that's probably, to get back to the, what we were talking about earlier, that's kind of the challenge. You don't want it to erase what we learned. You do want this to be the level of response that everybody brings to the table, from the public to the media to the government, because this is, it worked. And Charlie's absolutely right, of course, as well, that timing does make a difference. It did not hit in the middle of the day. So that is part of it made it easier.
That brings up the last question, which is a much bigger policy one. And Jay, I want to start with you on this one, which is, 2 weeks ago, we started hearing people say, you know, we're so dependent on the interstate highways to move people in an emergency of any kind and to move people in general. Do we need to take another look at an integrated transportation system, which includes more transit, maybe not as the total answer, but just as a bigger piece? Do you think that this will prompt that kind of discussion?
I think the issue is important. I think there's probably a long list of reasons that we need to expand transit. Responding to a snow emergency is probably number 13 or 14 on a list of the top 20. So it's on the list, but I don't think it's anywhere near the of importance to change the thinking in the places where thinking needs to be changed. I don't think it's going to have that impact. I wish it did, but I would be very surprised if it did.
Charlie?
I know there's the political saying, you never let a good crisis go to waste, but I think sound policy is usually not best made in crisis mode. And kind of as what Joe was saying, a snow emergency is not really in the top 10 list of how you address a traffic situation. And in my day job, where I'm executive director of a public policy advocacy group, we're trying to tackle that transportation question. And transit, certainly for the Atlanta interregion, can and should be part of that discussion. But you've also got things like State Farm today announced a major new regional headquarters that's going to put 8,000 people, 3,000 new jobs right at the Dunwoody MARTA station. And I think looking at what MARTA is doing to help develop around their train stations, it's going to actually probably be a lot easier to move Atlantans to where transit is than to take transit to where that is not yet. And so short term, I think some things like that to get people to shorter commutes, live, work, walk communities, that's also part of a solution. But there are so many things, and it goes back to that funding question. We have limited resources. So are we going to put them in the snow plows? Or are we going to put it into transit? You have education always competing for that. You have public safety competing for it. At the end of the day, that's the question. And so when you start looking at the cost-benefit analysis that Jay's talking about, you've got to factor all this in. We don't have unlimited tax dollars to spend, so where do we spend them?
And the difficulty is it's almost impossible to calculate the cost of not doing something and try to figure that into your analysis.
Exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, when you have people fighting over budgets, especially when the budget is usually signed towards the end of the session, which will be a little quicker this year than normal, but, you know, on a warm day at the end of March or the beginning of April, when you're looking at teacher salaries, when you're looking at public safety, when you're looking at road and or transit investments, snowplows usually are going to fall off that radar screen pretty quick.
Jay?
I think that's probably right, but I also think it's important to look at what Mayor Reed did in Atlanta. He did, after the last storm, greatly increase the city's investment in snowplows, et cetera. They were ready to go, and they had a significant impact. You save lives, you reduce economic costs, you make life easier, you make the city more attractive. Your investment is returned in a lot of ways. I think that's something we need to look more seriously at.
Charlie Harper is editor-in-chief of the political blog Peach Pundit. Jay Bookman is a columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Thanks to both of you, and hope you both were able to get through and enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.